You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish speaking peoples. Good morning, afternoon, midday, everybody. Thank you for joining me today at a different time than my usual 2 p.m. slot here. I have now switched to the 12 p.m. slot for my open mics. And I hope you're all having a lovely start to your day. And for those that are tuned in and have never heard my voice before, hi, I am Rebecca and I am the public affairs intern here at the station. And have been doing my open mics and intravenous for the past couple of months. So for the next hour, you have got me as your host, and I have actually got quite the selection of music for you all today. Got some electronic dance, electronic pop music, as well as some rock and indie rock. Pretty much all of the songs I have today have come from the playlist that our music coordinator, Connor, recently has added a lot of albums, so it's been very fun listening and discovering new songs, hence why so many of my songs today are from the playlist. And I also thought I would talk to you guys a bit about some important dates that have just gone and are coming up. So I've been having quite a few conversations with friends over here about different holidays that are celebrated back home and not celebrated over here. And it took me a while actually to think of a holiday that is celebrated back in England and not over here really. And I finally remembered that we have this night called Guy Fawkes Night, which happens on November 5th, which just happened to have been this past Tuesday. So I thought I would talk a bit about that, what it is and why we celebrate it back in the UK, because the people I spoke to over here didn't know really much about it. And I also thought it would be interesting to talk about the history behind Remembrance Day, which is coming up on November 11th, next Monday, and how it is commemorated here in Canada and how it is commemorated back home. But before we get into all of that, I wanted to start off with a set of music. So this is kind of an indie pop, dance pop, punk rock music sort of set. So we're going to start off with the song Truth of Consequences by Casey Satterfield off of her album Rosie. So this is off of the playlist. It is a Femcon indie pop song that I found the other day and I really have enjoyed listening to it. So I hope you guys do too.
Time to be Whispering in my ear, don't make me an animal, my dear, my dear. I have a dearth of honest men. You seem to listen when you can, only when you can. I wish I could just win your heart, but your heart wants no real part of what's within. Oh, I'll just pretend it's all okay. If that's a price I gotta pay, oh, I will pay. I could binge on you all day, repeat the things you say, 'cause I don't do fine. I don't do fine. I don't do fun. I'm disappearing in the night to dens of strangers of all kinds, so please be kind. The thought of you drips through my veins, so I'll work harder to remain in my lane. I wish I could just win your heart, but your heart wants no real part of what's within. Oh, I'll just pretend it's all okay. If that's a price I gotta pay, oh, I will pay. I could binge on you all day, repeat the things you say, 'cause I don't do fine. No, I don't do fine. I don't do fun.
Thank you. trick, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on myself. I'll be dancing on myself.
Welcome back to Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. And that was the song Dancing With Myself by the English band Generation X off of their 1981 album, Kiss Me Deadly. And just before that, we heard the song I Don't Do Fun by the artist Bex off of her album Stay Moist. And the first song that we heard was Truth of Consequences by Casey Satterfield off of her album Rosie. Now, diving into Remembrance Day. So, Remembrance Day was originally known as Armistice Day, and it is a commemorative day that celebrates the end of the First World War, which is when the armistice agreement was signed between Germany and the Allied forces in Paris on Monday, the 11th of November, 1918. And the Canadian Parliament passed a bill for this day, which switched the ceremonies from the second Monday in November to the first Monday, because it was then combined with Thanksgiving Day holiday. So for much of the 1920s, Canadians actually observed the date with very little kind of public demonstration or celebration. It saw veterans and their families attending gatherings in churches and local memorials, and that was pretty much it. But in 1928, there was actually a push for greater recognition to separate the significance of the sacrifice that veterans were making to Thanksgiving holiday. So as a result, in 1931, the federal government actually decreed that Remembrance Day now be moved to November 11th and Thanksgiving Day to be given a whole other date, which is what we see now. And the largest ceremonies in Canada are actually attended in major cities, with the main one being at the National War Memorial in Ottawa, which is nationally televised, with most media outlets also running special features on military history and remembrance. And this is a parallel to what we see in England as well. So in England, we see a service held on Remembrance Sunday, which is the second Sunday of November, at the Cenotaph Monument in central London. And it is usually attended by members of the royal family, government, military personnel, religious leaders, and it's also televised to the nation. This one was specifically to commemorate the British service members who died in wars and other military conflicts since World War One, rather than just those during World War One. There are also church services and other ceremonial gatherings that will take place throughout the day. But in 1956, the date of Remembrance Sunday was fixed to the second Sunday of the month and has now actually become the main day of commemoration for Remembrance Day, rather than Armistice Day, which has been revived a bit within another occasion for silence, like 2 minutes of silence, as well as Remembrance Sunday. So we mark Remembrance Day on the 11th of November as well, with a 2 minute silence at 11 a.m. You'll see that across the UK, whether you're in schools, at work, at the supermarket, like nationwide, there will be a 2 minute silence. And it actually goes back to 1919. So it's been held annually since a year after the war, until there was a brief pause where it wasn't held, and that was when the outbreak of World War II in 1939, it was decided that general celebrations would not be held that year, and instead they used a nearby Sunday to the 11th, the Remembrance Sunday, to be observed as a day of dedication, and that was used during the span of World War II. And then after World War II, the British government decided to officially replace Armistice Day with this new Sunday observance, which is where we now get Remembrance Sunday. And as well, I think you'll probably all know the universal signifier for this day. It is to wear a poppy. And there is a history behind the poppy. It wasn't just randomly picked. The poppy is a signifier of support for the service and sacrifice of the armed forces, veterans, and their families. And it's also changed to become more of a representation for those who have lost their lives in active service from the First World War to present day in all conflicts. So it's an honorary symbol also to civilian contribution to national peace and security in England. Acknowledging how innocent civilians have lost their lives in conflict and acts of terrorism since the world wars. And it's been the symbol of remembrance for well over 100 years now, and was chosen because during the First World War, despite the devastation that was seen on landscapes through the bombings and the conflicts, red Flander poppies still managed to grow when most things actually couldn't. And this inspired a poem to be written in 1915 during the First World War, when Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae lost his friend and was inspired by the sight of the poppies that were growing in these fields that were just seeing true devastation from war. And the poem is called In Flanders Fields. And this then led to the American War Secretary, Moena Michael, to actually buy poppies and sell them to friends in order to raise money for servicemen in need after World War I. And then this was adopted by the British Legion, which is now known as the Royal British Legion, in 1921. And they commissioned the sale of red paper poppies for Armistice Day. And you'll also see wreaths of poppies are also now a symbol of remembrance, and they are usually placed at memorial sites. And that's kind of evolved as the signifier for Remembrance Day. You'll see paper poppies, you'll see just poppy pins or wreaths of poppies going up around memorial sites or people wearing them. So definitely be sure to remember to go get your poppies before Monday the 11th. And that's sort of the history behind Remembrance Day, how it went from Armistice Day to Remembrance Day, and how Canadians celebrate it versus how the English celebrate it, and the history behind the poppy and why it is the symbol of Remembrance Day. We now have a very different kind of set of music for you. It is a lot of electronic pop. Two songs are by the artist I've been listening to a lot lately that has just been added to the playlist, which I was very excited to hear about. So the first two songs are by the artist Sophie Tucker, off of her latest album, Bread. And the first song that we're going to hear is called Woof, and it features Carlo, and it's become one of my all-time favourite songs. So I hope you all enjoy it as much as I do.
rebola, vai rebola, vai rebola, ela vai rebolando no chão.
Precisa justiça, meus pais na Suíça. De novo uma nova língua, je ne sais pas. Mas je suis Sophie, entre toi. Nein, danke, ja, bitte, aber kannst du come with me?
Hey, I see you trying to climb in my sunroof. Hey, I guess it's a good thing I'm waterproof. Hey, I'm gonna make you, I'll make you move.
We'll be right back. get out, I eat bread.
Everybody's dying, and I'm wasting my life. There was a light before, but now it's not so bright.